This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Sherry will also serve you Mystery Moment, Scott's Stuff, and an anointed prayer for healing. And now, here
God
is
bless you.
Sherry
Thank
Medlock.
You, Scott Merson, my new announcer, and welcome everyone to Trumpet of Truth. Please open your King James Bibles to Mark, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 15, verse 15, where we left off last time. Mark chapter 15, verse 15. Last week, Jesus was delivered up to the phony baloney religious leaders, and they had a kind of a kangaroo court, and they wanted to kill him, but there was a law in the Roman government that they were not allowed to. So the phony church leaders had to deliver him up to somebody in Caesar's court, so they took him to Pilate. And little did they know that Pilate's wife had had a dream the night before and told her husband, don't have anything to do with that Jesus. He's a righteous man. He's an innocent man. And last week we learned that Pilate fought with all his heart to save Jesus' life. He knew that he was innocent. Finally, he said, I know I've got a custom. I always release one big old bad sinner to you every Passover. He didn't believe in Passover, but you know, he was appeasing their religion. So he said, surely you would like for me to release you, Jesus. He doesn't hurt anybody. They said, no, release Barabbas. Bar, son, Abbas, father. The son of the father, but not our father. It was the son of the devil, because Barabbas was a murderer, and the devil was a murderer, and all of his ilk. So that's what they did. They said, release Barabbas. And we left off last week with Pilate saying, why? What evil has he done? But he was between Pharaoh and the deep Red Sea, and politically this was all he could do now was to have Jesus crucified. 15, so Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas unto them and delivered Jesus when he had scourged him to be crucified. Now, this was a cruel kind of a death, and the Roman government did that. They always would beat them with whips before they would crucify them to make the torture. They loved to torture. That was a part of the punishment. And what they used, they used whips with sharp obstacles in it, like razor blades and fish hooks. I'm not using those objects, but things like that. And their custom was, the rule of the law for the Roman government was 40 stripes minus one. They would find that a person could survive 39 with those deep plows going down your back, pulling out your kidneys, pulling out your flesh, just blooding you from top to bottom. But on the 40th one, usually everybody died. So they would say 40 minus one, so the person wouldn't die. So then they could be tortured some more. So this happened to Jesus. Do you know that modern science had discovered there are only 39 foundational diseases, that all other sicknesses stem from these 39? And the Bible says, with Jesus' stripes, we are healed. He took the stripes. They were plowed upon his back, as the Bible says, and you get the healing.
Amen.
16, and the soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium. And they called together the whole band. 17, and they clothed him with purple. Now, purple is a color of majesty. It's a king, a queen's color. So they're going to make fun of him because they'd heard people saying that he was a king of Israel. And planted a crown of thorns and put it about his head. Ouch. In other words, those thorns pierced. Now, you see, a king, he's dressed in purple, but he's got all that blood from the stripes. Now he's got a crown of thorns piercing him. A king must have a crown. In Judges chapter 9, we have a parable of the trees. And the bramble tree there is also the thorn tree, and this is devil. So devil tells his ilk to crown him with a crown of thorns. Shall we say it's the devil sticking it to Jesus at that moment? and began to salute him. Hail, King of Eudas, making fun of him. Eudas, J-E-W is the wrong word. Eudas, either someone of the tribe of Judah or resident. In this case, the phony priest and all of those paid protesters crying, crucify him, were residents there. Most of them were the synagogue of Satan, Revelation 2:9, Revelation 3:9. They say they are Eudas, but they're not the synagogue of Satan. Way to love our real brother Judah. He's no murderer. 19, and they smote him on the head with a reed, and did spit upon him, and bowing their knees, worshipped him. 20, and when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him, and put his own clothes on him, and led him out to crucify him. 21, and they compelled one Simon, a Cyrenian, who passed by coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his cross. What had happened? Jesus' back was so plowed there with those 39 stripes. He had lost so much of his precious blood that would have forgiven all of their sins that Jesus fell under the weight of the cross. So Simeon, Simon there picked it up. You can read about Rufus and Alexander, the book of Romans, and other places in the Bible. So they're good guys. I was wondering, have you ever picked up Jesus' cross? Have you ever carried his cross? Have you ever felt the pain of the 39 stripes? Have you carried the cross of Jesus? 22, and they bring him to the place Golgotha, which is being interpreted the place of the skull. Now they lead him, they lead him to a hill there. They lead him to a hill, and it's actually shaped like Golgotha, means the place of a skull. Even to this day, it looks like a skull. A skull is what remains of a head, right? Well, we're the many-membered body of Christ, and Jesus is the head. So it's on this place of a skull that we'll find that the head shall be said to be dead. Bear with me in the technical difficulties as I get this in order.
Skull. 23, and they gave him to drink wine mingled with myrrh.
Okay, let's go back a little.
They bring him to the place Golgotha.
Golgotha.
Which is being interpreted the place of the skull. 23, and they gave him to drink wine mingled with myrrh.
This was called a poor man's beer.
But he received it not.
He did not accept it. Isaiah chapter 53:4 says he bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. The original Hebrew says he bore our pains and carried our sicknesses. So I'm reminded when my body's racked in pain, and you do the same thing, that Jesus took this pain. He took it on himself, and he did not dilute it.
24, and when they had crucified him, they parted his garments, casting lots among them that every man should take.
What it was, all of the Gospels plus Psalm 22 says that the Roman soldiers wanted a memento. They wanted his seamless robe, something for a memento.
25, and it was the third hour, and they crucified him.
Okay. The third hour is 9 a.m. in the morning. And in the temple, even with the phony priest over there, some of them were pretty sincere, but most were phony. At that hour, they were offering morning prayers, morning oblations, and morning sacrifices for their sins. And here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the earth, Christ our Passover, beginning his adventure, shall we say, there on the cross. Now, Jesus had to stay alive and suffer for 6 hours, or his mission would not have been complete. In biblical numerics, 6 is a number of depraved mankind. People who are lost are out of their mind. That's right, they are not sane. You can tell that by the news. Depraved. So he had to stay alive 6 hours, and that won't be easy with as much blood as he's already left. Now, so he's going to make sure that he does it. Starts at 9 a.m. He's got to hold on until 3 p.m. so that whosoever will may come. What else you want to know about this is that that particular year, and once a year, at the Feast of Passover, Christ is our Passover, they were celebrating Passover, the Passover lamb, there were two Sabbaths that week. There was their regular Saturday, which was their Sabbath, and then there was a high and holy Sabbath called Passover, and that was on a Wednesday. So Jesus was crucified on the holy Sabbath, the Passover, which was a Wednesday. Now you can figure out how it can be 3 days and three nights from then until he rises up, okay? I know you never could get it from Friday night. It wasn't Friday. See, there were two Sabbaths that week. Got it? Everybody understand? Yeah. Yes. You got to have that so you know the truth.
26. And the superscription of his accusation was written over the king of the Eudas.
Pilate says, what I've written, I've written. The phony church leaders didn't want him to say that because they were calling themselves Eudas, but they weren't. And they weren't going to have this young whippersnapper be their king.
27. And with him they crucified two thieves, the one on his right hand and the other on his left. 28. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, and he was numbered with the transgressors.
It was prophesied in Isaiah and many other places that he would be counted as the lowly criminal. He would be hung on a cross between two malefactors, two thieves. See, this is Jesus. This is God. No sin whatsoever. And right there on that cross, starting at 9 a.m., he took on himself every sin that has ever been committed. All that mess you hear about on TV and all that you've done and I've done, all of that on his body. So that made him have more sins than those two beside him. This is Jesus. He took the sins. He's God. He did it for you. Came to die. Have you thanked him lately?
29. And they, passing by, railed on him, wagging their heads and saying, ah, thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days. 30. Save thyself and come down from the cross.
Now, they're just having a dog and pony show. They love, Satan's children love to be reign over the righteous. We're studying Psalms on Wednesday night, and we find in Psalm 109 that the wicked just love to have authority over the righteous. They love to torment you. We've seen that in the news. We've seen that in the government. And so they were having a field day. Now, what you're going to see here, Jesus had said to them, if you destroy this temple, he meant his body, I will raise it up in 3 days. But they thought he meant the temple, the palace there. So this is going to be like an opera. Have you ever been to opera? I trained in music. So you got over this opera. You got one level here. You got one level here. These people are singing. And you got another level. Then these people are singing. They kind of got this story going. So the little peons here, the little paid professionals, protesters, like not professional, paid protesters, are saying, he saved others he cannot save. Now we got a higher level here with a phony high priest. Let's see, are they going to sing soprano? Is it tenor? What is it?
31. Likewise also the chief priest mocking said among themselves with the scribes, he saved others, but himself he cannot save.
See, they were just having a good old party. You know, it's da-da-da, 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 da-da-da. In other words, they thought they had him.
32. Let Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe. And they that were crucified with him reviled him.
Okay, this would be the two malefactors on either side of them. One of them was just cursing Jesus, but the other one watched how Jesus handled this. And he saw the spirit of Jesus. And he said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said to the thief on the cross, 2 days. thou shalt be with me in paradise. Not tomorrow, not someday. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Paradise is where all souls go, and the Lord tells you on which side to go. But this man got saved just watching how Jesus suffered. Have people watched, how do you suffer? Are you a poor little me, baby, grumble, 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 long, sad face, blah, 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 blah. Or do you just fight that much more to show the love of God despite your misery? The way you suffer can bring people in, or it can send them the other way. How are you doing?
33, and when the sixth hour was come,
now, this would be 12 noon. That would be 12 noon. This is when the sun is the lightest and the sun is the hottest and it's the brightest, okay?
The whole land until the ninth hour.
What happened there? Everything got dark right then. It's high noon. You know why? Jesus is the light of the world. And in Genesis, he said, let there be light. And the light he called day. What had happened? The day light was dying. And the light got dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. And when there's no light left in the world, there's no light anywhere. Do you know if the Lord really died, there would be no light? FPL couldn't provide it. The light was going out. What do people see about you as they see your light going out? We have seasons in our lives. Do they see you still shining your candle in your darkness? Or do they see you giving up and just resting?
34. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice.
It is now 3 p.m. He has made it. Now, whosoever will may come. No matter how big, bad, and ugly your sin is, it's been covered.
Saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
Now, what Jesus is doing there, he is quoting Psalm 22. So he's quoting it to tell everybody, I'm the suffering Messiah. I've just finished my course. I'm about to take my last breath, and I've paid the sin debt. And you noticed he shouted it. There's just something about an elect. When you've got one more breath to breathe, you can't take one more step. The power of God in you just makes you shout. The shout comes out. There's no place in God's church for people to be lukewarm. This is a shouting love, a shouting love. Jesus was teaching from the cross, Psalm 22. Let me ask you a question. Be honest with me. Has it always bothered you that they told you that God forsook Jesus? I mean, if he forsook Jesus, might he not forsake you? Okay, let me explain to this. This verse, Jesus is actually teaching the whole cross, whole psalm. When I, on Passover, I always teach this whole psalm. That verse right at the beginning of Psalm 22, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, my God, why hast thou forsaken me, has rubric red letters all around it to tell you that it's an acrostic. It's a secret there. God's got a secret in there for the elect, and we're to find out what it is. The first thing is, it's not written in Hebrew. It's written in Aramaic. All of the other Psalm 22 is written in Hebrew. Jesus was Hebrew, and David, who saw the vision 1,000 years before it happened, was Hebrew. In your darkest moment, you don't go to a second language, you revert to your own language. The second red light there is that Jesus never called God, God. He always called him Father. My Father and I are one. My Father, 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 okay? So why is he doing God here, okay? The second is, how many gods are there? One, everybody, one, one God. Okay, let me use Scott Merson here. Scott owns a business, and he's a husband, and he's a father. Now, when he takes his two children out to a ball game, he's still a husband, and he still owns his business. When he's working in his business, he's still a husband, and he's still a father. When he takes Angela on a Valentine romantic dinner, He's still a father, and he's still an owner. You see what I'm saying? How can you forsake yourself? Now, the rest of Psalm 22 will tell you in verse 24 that God the Father never forsook the Son. It says, He, and the Hebrew is El, that means God the Father, did not despise nor abhor the affliction of the afflicted one. Neither did he turn his face from him, but when he cried, he heard him. Those he's of the Father. He did not turn his face from him. See, God had to see the sin. So when you come to him with that sin, God says, yep, I saw my son take your sin. Okay, that's forgivable. Okay. What Jesus did, we'll say that he did a military strategy. When the enemy surrounded you, play dead. He knew he had to stay on that cross 6 hours. So those little mad dogs go in there, crucify him. If for one moment they realized he was God, they would have taken him down from the cross, and they would have treated him, and they would have let him die on the cross. But he came to die. So he was orchestrating the whole thing. God never forsook him, and God will never forsake you. Now, you might forsake him, but I pray you won't.
Amen.
And some of them which stood by said, Behold, he calleth Elias. 36. And one ran and filled a sponge with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink, saying, let us see if Elias will come to take him down. 37. And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost.
Notice it's a loud voice again. I don't know if you've yet got what I said. Something happens to you when you have died to all of your dreams, and you have died to yourself, and you don't live, but Christ lives in you. You go through life with a shout. No Christian who has died to himself will mumble and be lukewarm. It's such exciting, passionate. This is a love story, the greatest love story ever. Where is your shout? Let the shout come out. You know what he said? All the gospels said, he said, it is finished. He said it really loud. Just in case, devil, you and your ilk, I just finished it. I honed it. I refined it. My mission is complete. Father, Holy Spirit, all people of the world, I have just paid the sin debt. I have died for you. It's a work of art. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, praise God.
38. And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom.
Notice not from the bottom to the top. It was very, very high. The way they had to fix it was they nobody could get that high. They had to put it on things and finally prop it way up there. Only that it was so thick and so high, only God could have opened it from the top. If it opened it from the bottom, ripped it open, people would have said man did it. They would have said you took some scissors and cut it. No, God ripped it open. So he said, this is not a closed curtain. You thought the curtain just went down because the light went out. No. Open. Next scene. Whosoever will may come. Come, 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 says the Father. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Come back to Father's house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
39. And when the centurion which stood over against him saw that he so cried out and gave up the ghost, he said, Truly, this man was the Son of God.
This was a heathen guard here with lots of people under him. He watched Jesus, how he bore the cross. Somebody's watching you, how you bear your fun stuff. Somebody's watching you, how you bear the bad stuff. Jesus showed us how to live, and Jesus showed us how to die. No greater love hath this than a man lay down his life for his friend. and he gave up the ghost. First Peter tells us that he went in his spirit to paradise and preached the salvation story, and a lot of people were set free. Praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
We'll begin right there next time. It's right now, it's time for Mystery Moment, questions and answers to help you understand God's mystery. I want to introduce to you the owner of the produce place in Suntree, Florida, my twin friend and our new announcer, man of God, my twin friend, Scott Merson. How are you?
I'm doing very good, Miss Sherry. I'm just so glad you cleared that up, that you showed the truth upon that, you know, what Jesus said
Thank
there on
you.
The cross.
Thank
so many
you.
People get that wrong.
They do.
Okay, our question today. Please explain the trees in Judges 9.
Okay, that's very appropriate for the lesson today. That bramble tree is the devil. What he said there, the trees were looking for a king over them. And see, God's true children, we're not trying to be kings over them. We're too busy fighting the devil. We're too busy winning souls to Jesus. We're too busy bringing them in. We don't want to be kings over them. We want to get you saved. And so nobody wanted the job. So the bramble tree, the thorn, the devil said, I will be. He said, come and hide under my shadow and worship me, and I will hide you under my shadow. He's trying to imitate God in Psalm 91. The only thing is, he's lying, because a bramble tree, a thorn tree, does not have any leaves, so it casts no shadow. The devil is a liar. So David left his stuff in the cart, and Ezekiel put his stuff in the bag. How about Scott's stuff?
The righteous church will suffer great persecution in the last days by the corrupt church being in league with the world system of Satan. Revelation 17:3-6. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. Malachi 4:1-3.
Thank you so much, Scott Mercer. That
You're
is
welcome.
So beautiful. I use that Malachi all the time. As a matter of fact, I'm going to use it right now. We're going to pray for the sick, so get your sick loved ones around the radio or internet, wherever you are there. But first of all, let me pray the prayer of salvation. That curtain was open from top to bottom. Only God could open it. Come in, repent of your, confess your sins. Repent of your sins. That means stop still, turn around, quit right then, and then believe that Jesus arose from the dead and his blood will forgive you and you'll be saved. If you mean this, pray this with me and mean it, and God will save you. Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I thank you for the precious blood.
I thank you for the precious blood.
And I ask that blood wash away my sins.
I ask that blood wash away my sins.
Fill me and lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Fill me and lead me by the Holy Spirit.
And help me to bring many people to Jesus.
And help me bring many people to Jesus.
I am available.
I am available.
Here am I, Lord.
Here am I, Lord.
All I have.
All I have,
I give to thee.
I give to thee.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, if you meant that, my announcer, Scott, is going to give you my telephone number at the end of this program. Feel free to call and leave a message and leave your name so I can pray for you. Now, let me pray for those of you who are sick. The scripture that Scott gave us, a second one there. Unto you that fear my name, that means to revere, love, honor. His name. What's his name? His name is called the Word of God, Revelation 19:13. So if you revere the Word of God, he says the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. The wings in the original languages, that would be Hebrew, is laser beams of light. In other words, Jesus is the light of the world. And when you have that, he light and goes into that area and repairs. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, Father, in the name and the power of Jesus by the Holy Spirit, I ask, O Son of Righteousness, that you will arise now with healing in your wings. Look upon those who fear you, who honor your name, who love you and adore you and have studied your word. And I ask you to take those laser beams alive and go to the place of affliction in their body. Anything out of order, put it back in place. Everything in perfect alignment. Anything wounded, let it be healed. Let the cells come back alive. Anything missing, let there be a new creation. salvation there. Heal, heal, heal in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Livers, livers be healed. Pancreas, pancreas be healed. Hearts, lungs, esophagus, diabetes be gone. Oh, live and not die. In Jesus' mighty name. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I give you glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, if you were healed, then you certainly want to call and tell me that too. Now, remember this about Jesus. His name is called the Word of God, Revelation 19:13. And Jesus said in John 17:17, thy word is truth. I want to give a special thank you to Scott Merson, our announcer, and our twin friend, for his Scott stuff and for all the help he does. We bless you and thank God for you. And until next time, I want to say to each of you that I love you. God bless you. God keep you. God make his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you. And I ask that you will completely die to yourself, not physically. Make it right now, this moment. From now on in, it's not about you. It's all about him. It's the happiest and freest you will ever be. You won't be wanting things that you don't need. You will be content. The safest, happiest place is to be in God's will. He'll take care of the rest. God bless you. I can't wait until next time when you and I get together as the family of God and we hear the joyful sound of
the trumpet of truth.
Thank you for listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. Sherry invites you to call her for prayer at 321-632-4631. Again, 321-632-4631. We can't wait until next week at the same time when you join us and hear the joyful sound of the Trumpet of Truth.
The world is reaching, so many hurting, so many lost. With all this striving, who can we lean on? Creation's crying out from the dark. I know the answer to every question, the one solution. Everything.
stronger than the power of the grave, constant in the trial and the change. This one thing remains, this one thing remains. Your love never fails and never gives up and never runs out on me. Your love never fails and never gives up and never runs out on me. Your love never fails and never gives up and never runs out on me. Your love.
Listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.
God be the glory, great things he hath done. So lofty the world, he gave us his son. Who gave up his life, atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. To God be the glory, great things he hath done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood. To every believer, the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. To God be the glory, great things he hath done. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son. Lift up his great name and tell everyone. To God be the glory, great things he hath done. Things he hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be the awe and the wonder when Jesus we see. To God be the glory, great things he hath done. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son. Lift up his great name and tell everyone. To God be the glory, great things he hath done.
sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His death.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3. Portions of WMIE's broadcasting day are underwritten by Boaters Exchange. Boaters Exchange is a family-owned boat store in Rockledge on US 1, right next to Rockledge Gardens. From Melbourne to Titusville, from Merritt Island to the beaches, Boaters Exchange serves the local community with boating supplies, boats, and world-class service as well. Boaters Exchange fixes all marine engines, and they sell all-sized boats. Boaters Exchange is a proud corporate sponsor and underwriter of the radio ministries of WMIE. They are available at 638-0090. Boaters Exchange was recently named one of the top 100 boat dealers in North America, and they are the only five-star dealer in Brevard. Once again, Boaters Exchange at 638-0090, 321-638-0090. Portions of WMIE's broadcasting day are underwritten by Cabrin Air, family-owned and operated, and serving the Space Coast area for over 30 years now is Cabrin Air. Available at 321-784-0127. You'll find Cabrin Air listed on Angie's List as well as in the Better Business Bureau. Once again, Cabrin Air, covering all of Brevard County, is available at 321-784-0127. You can find them on the web, too, at www.cabran.com. That's K-A-B-R-A-N.com. So if your air conditioner is broke, or if you're in need of preventive maintenance, or maybe it's time to upgrade to a new high-efficiency system, Cabrin Air is available at 784-0127. Exceeding all your expectations is Cabrin Air.
depression and despair. I don't consider you, and you don't consider me. And it's well understood that we don't care. You know we don't have to wait until the end of the night just to say that something's wrong and maybe nobody's right. We're all victims in a battle we never had to fight. It's okay, it's alright. Standing now, we're in this thing together.
Sometimes the world feels like a mess, full of drama, full of stress. And life puts a fist right in your ribs. You can hide if you choose to, and no one would even blame you. Or you can let them see how you deal with it. That even in the darkest place, His love can make you radiate. Doesn't matter how deep, how dark the night is, keep hope and keep on shining.